Here's Jinnivah.
Tim Jinnivah on 5AA Breakfast. Jimmy G.
Gets you up and about on a Friday morning. Timmy G's theme music. Timmy G himself. Timmy, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How are we? Yes, here we are. The Friday, Port Adelaide playing tonight, and Crows, of course, playing on Mother's Day. Yes, I have that 24-hour rule, which lingered on for about 7 days. And
Yeah, mate, I got to say that that footage of you commentating in the second quarter with Rowie, that went nuts.
So good.
It's gone crazy online.
Oh dear. I've had a lot of little sharp comments as I've wandered the streets about coffee cups and be careful.
Well, the absurdity of it was, Tim, you is a very level-headed and reasonable bloke being lectured by Rowie about emotional control. I mean, that was the part that made it kicked it into a different stratosphere. Yeah.
Will, we all have our lowest ebb, and I just achieved mine.
Hey, David raised an interesting thought about an hour ago. We're talking about the Port game tonight. But what does Ken Hinckley tell them tonight, going into a game with no one backs them? They're suddenly racked by injuries, a whole host of changes. I guess you get off the plane, you get into Geelong, and you feel like the whole city wants to be party time tonight and a celebration of Tom Hawkins. So if you're in the seat, what are you telling the squad that's playing tonight?
Yeah, as the coach or the motivator, as captain, the way I'd be going about it is going, hey, like last year, did you realise we had 8 changes going into this game and lost by 2 goals? We think there were chances that we should have won. So on top of that is Geelong's oval is actually the narrowest in the comp, and it's about 7 to 8 metres narrower than Adelaide Oval. Port Adelaide like to play, as you saw last week, they like to play a high press, and they like to lock it in their forward half. That dimensions of the oval actually suits us. So I'd say that's going to really suit our game. We're going to be able to lock it in. Their forwards are all out of form. Like Tomahawk can't get a guy, can't draw you one. So it's a real opportunity to play our game, our style, and get on top and win. And imagine taking that away from this mob who, and sometimes milestones can be a bit intimidating, and sometimes they don't go right. So, and in the end, what's he doing? He's equaling the record. That's not a milestone.
Yeah.
That's just another game.
Come on. Totally.
So,
what do they do the week after?
And what do you do the week after? Exactly. Oh, you actually broke it this time. Right. Oh, right. Here we go again.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I'm not for it. And I'd be pumping that into them. They've made 4 force changes, 1 omitted. But I think they've got a lineup that's still good enough to be able to beat Geelong, who are just, you know, they've had a really good run, but they're just starting to wobble a little bit. So here's the opportunity. Jimmy Bartel said we'd lose by 175 points. So let's take that challenge and go to Cardinia Park and rip it off them.
Did he really? I'm sure Chris Scott's delighted that he gave that motivation to Port Adelaide.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but I've got to say, I will be replaying it to him should we win.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tim, the other side of town, the Crows, they absolutely have to win on Sunday. If they don't beat Brisbane at home, well, I think that all the critics will be well and truly out in force, and rightly so.
Yeah, look, I watched the game last week with Brisbane Gold Coast, and I just saw them dropping like flies, and I thought, wow, this is, again, an opportunity knocks as far as Adelaide goes and trying to get their momentum going in this season. Now, they've won 2 in a row. This would make it 3, and you've got some real momentum going into one of the biggest challenges, playing Collingwood away. Then you've got West Coast home. So you'd end up saying, well, we could win 5 in a row. How good would that be? You know, so it's a real big challenge about backing it up. And I know that sometimes both teams lift so high for the showdown that there's that emotional and probably physical letdown the following week. So it's a real challenge for Adelaide to get up and just be mentally prepared to make sure that they're ready for this game, because Brisbane, although they've got, you know, several injuries, the spine right up the middle has not been affected.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of their midfielders have been affected, including
the midfielders.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Started. Yeah, Timmy, before we let you go, we've been talking nicknames for mum for the meat tray this morning. We've had nicknames for grandparents and all sorts coming through. Are you outside of footy, copped it? We know you've got nicknames in footy, but what about with the kids?
Yeah, well, we've got grandkids, as you know, the twins now. They're 6 years of age, and we had some terrific news when my son came home. I gave him some tickets for the Big Wedgie a few months ago. Yeah, and the kids come home and they were jumping up and down, and the son said, Dad, just thanks for the tickets. I thought, hey, what's going on here? He never says thanks. What's happening here? And he says, oh, next time we'll need 6 tickets. And he rolled out the ultrasound. We're having twins again.
No.
You're kidding.
You're kidding.
No. And I said to him, how do you like your coffee? Double shot latte? So,
well, cop that, Jim Chalmers. He wants a baby boom.
So, Papa Tim, as I'm known, and that's because I'm the same height as Papa Smurf, different colour. And the good wife is Gigi, and that stands for Grandma Ginevra. So,
Gigi.
Giddy up is what I said.
Oh, that's excellent. That's amazing.
Wow. What a great story.
So there you go. There's breaking at 8 bit early.
Sensational.
That is incredible. Congratulations to the whole family.
That's good.
Wonderful news.
Actually,
thank
we
you,
have
Timmy.
A really happy breaking at 8 today.
Do we?
Are going to love it.
Oh, good. It's a Friday morning. People should be happy.
Yeah. David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.